Welcome to Caradio's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Roberts, and joining me in studio today is, I say that, none other than Mr. Greg
right
Budwine.
There.
It is funny. Greg's a familiar voice here on Caradio.com. We've been partners for a while and
yes.
Love to support Greg because Greg is a guy who supports the community. And another way that you do that, Greg, is something I think that happens a little too quietly. So let's make some noise about it.
Well, we're trying to make lots of noise. That's what we do.
It is very true.
Yes.
Ride for the Brand Ranch Rodeo.
Yes,
is,
sir.
And you are a member of the board. It's a nonprofit group.
It is.
And at its core, it was stood up to give real cowboys from working ranches, these are working ranch hands, a chance to compete in the arena.
Yes, nationwide, by the way.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
And the funding from the rodeos goes to the, it benefits the Cowboy Crisis Fund.
It does.
Yep. All right, so let's stop there for a moment. Let's circle back to you.
Okay.
Talk about you a little bit. Sort of reintroduce yourself to everybody listening today and talk a little bit about your connection to Ride for the Brand Ranch Rodeo.
Well, the cool part is it's just a community event. And as you know, Colorado Springs is a very Western community, and we don't want to lose that. So I'm a big player in that in all sorts of different circles. This is just another function that we do to support working cowboys, which is huge to us as a community, and it keeps the Western heritage alive here in Colorado Springs. So for me, that's one of the reasons I'm on the board of directors, and I do the things that I do because I think it's important. And it's a working lifestyle. If you're a cowboy, you work for a living. That's what you do. So their fun is horseback, and so that's what we're going to do here August 2nd and 3rd is we're going to have some fun, and they're going to be horseback.
And August 2nd and 3rd is going to be Friday and Saturday.
It is, yes. Yes, it is. We're gonna start at high noon. We're going to have some longhorns downtown in Colorado Springs. We're going to go right down Tejon. It'll be a lot of fun. People can come watch if they'd like to. We'll end up at the Pioneer Museum. That's where we finish. So if you'd like to see some longhorns and some cattle and some cowboys, August 2nd will be the place to be at high noon.
They are big, big creatures.
Yes, they are.
And you run them right down the middle of Tejon Street.
Yep,
we sure you do. Head south, as you say.
Yes.
I have been privileged to be there a couple of times to see that.
Yes.
And they're gorgeous animals. They're very docile creatures, too.
They are, yes.
They seem to do very well. And it is, if I remember right, the Pikes Peak Range Riders that are sort of flanking this group of longhorns, and that's another of your attachments as the Pikes Peak Range Riders.
Yes.
But what I don't think people really quite know is that the cattle drive is all about promoting the Ride for the Brand Ranch Rodeo.
It is. That's what it's all about. That's to promote Saturday's event, really Friday night and Saturday's event. It's just to get everybody used to seeing cows, calves, and cowboys.
There they are. The only three C's you will ever need.
The only three C's you ever need.
If you're going to add a fourth, it's Colorado in there someplace.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. Yes.
So Friday, August 2nd, you got the cattle drive at noon, and then a little later on in the evening, it's bourbon, barbecue, and bands.
Yes.
Talk about that event.
Well, that event is that's just to bring everyone out in the community. So we're going to have some live music. Cody Canada and the Departed will be there. Ashley and the Longshot Revivals will be there. We're going to have some whiskey tasting. We're going to feed everyone. We're just going to have a good time. What it does is it brings us all together as a community. All the teams are there. And basically we designed that because those teams don't have anything to do that are here Friday because we do slack early on Saturday. And so we created a fun event, and the event is let's dance in the dirt, have a good time, drink some whiskey, and have some food as a community.
And I will tell you, I haven't met a more interesting group of people than the guys who are actual working ranch hands.
Yes, yes.
Some of them tend to be a bit quiet.
Most of them are very quiet.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Very, very hardworking guys. You can tell that.
Yes.
And they do come together as teams.
They do.
So that they can compete in these events. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's bragging rights.
Yes, there is.
Amongst ranch hands.
Yes. And the reason we call it the Ride for the Brand is every ranch has their own brand because they brand their animals. And so you have to be on a working ranch with a brand, and those four guys on that team have to be from that ranch, and they have to be working there. So it's not a case you can just grab anybody you want to. If you're riding for the brand, you're truly riding for the brand.
Absolutely. It's real deal. It is for a lot of marbles.
It is. It's for a lot of marbles.
And I'll tell you, the quiet part about these guys is that they're not going to walk up to you and start a conversation, but I will tell you that the couple of groups that I talked to last year,
yes,
once you get them going,
yes,
about the lifestyle, about their ethic, about their families, about,
yes,
where they work, what they do, mm-hmm, all of those things just ooze out of their souls.
They
these
do.
Guys are, so if you haven't met a real cowboy, they still exist.
Yes.
That's,
yes,
who these guys are.
Yes, that's what we do.
And there is that embodiment of the Western culture that, you know, there they are, standing right there.
Yes.
It is so fun to talk to those guys, I promise you.
Yes, sir.
And a great reason to attend. Not only that, but the food is really, really,
really
good.
Yes.
I think I came,
yes,
away 10 pounds heavier,
yes,
last year.
Yes, the food is really, really good. We have a good time with it.
And that is a ticketed event, so you can buy Bourbon and Bands tickets right on the website, and
yes,
that is rideforthebrand.org, rideforthebrand.org, right there on the front page. Buy Bourbon and Bands tickets. What's the charge for the tickets for that night?
I think they're $17, if I remember correctly, and you can also buy a combo ticket, so you can buy a ticket for Friday night and Saturday night, and general admission, I think, is $25 for that ticket.
Oh, so I can do you even better. The tickets are actually $15.
There you go, see?
Yeah, there you go, for general admission. And so the doors will open at 5 p.m. At 5:30, it's complimentary whiskey tasting. Ashley and the Long Shot Revival will play. Then,
yep,
6:30, something really unique happens. First time I ever heard of it or saw it was last year.
Yes.
It's called the Team Calcutta Auction.
It is.
Let's
That's
talk about
the
Team Calcutta Auction and how that helps Cowboys.
Well, what it does in this event is you can actually bid on for the winning team. So we have an auction. It's live. Teams can bet on themselves. Outside guys can bet. We take all of those monies, and the winning team, it gets split with the winners. So the Cowboys actually have a chance to win some money if they're the winning team.
Ah, so what you're doing when you're buying or bidding,
mm-hmm,
on who you think the winning team is going to be is,
yes,
you're supporting these guys.
That is correct.
Those guys who actually do win are the,
yes,
guys that will get the prize.
And that gets their fuel money back, some,
yeah,
of their travel money, helps their families. It's just an all-around good deal.
Yeah. Wow. So
yes,
after the auction, that lasts about an hour. Then there's the 7:30 p.m. whiskey tasting. That ends. Then Cody, Canada, and the,
yes,
Departed play, and that's the dancing in the dirt part.
Yes,
and,
yes,
I have to tell you, I saw some people two-stepping and kicking up some,
yes,
serious dust.
Yes, yeah, we do a good job. These guys do a really good job putting on a show. And Friday, it's just to invite the community out and have a good time. That's what Friday's all about.
Now, they make this really easy. There's a place right under where you can buy the $15 tickets for the Bourbon, Barbecue, and Bands. You can get a weekend package ticket, like you said, for $25.
You
it
can.
Gets you admission to the rodeo on Saturday.
Yes.
Which, in and of itself, is a huge event. It's
it
very fun. And that's where these guys, that's where you really see them come to life. It's where,
yep,
you see them shine. It's,
yes,
where you see them be what they are.
Yes, yes.
Nothing. It just runs chills down your spine.
It is. It's a pretty cool event.
Yeah. I, you know, my vote is go.
Yes, yes, yes. And the greatest part of the whole thing is those guys are traveling here. They're in our community. They're supporting our community while we're here, and we're supporting them. So it's a really good deal. We're working together. Then after the rodeo is over, we dance in the dirt again with Exit West.
Oh, yeah, and Exit West is a really, really big name,
yes,
country,
yes,
western band here,
yep,
in Colorado Springs. And,
yep,
again, another chance to kick up your heels. And,
yes,
gosh, Greg, you don't have to have a cowboy hat or boots to be in this event. You just don't.
No, and it's a family event.
It is
That's
a family
the best
event.
Part.
Yeah.
Bring the family, bring the kids. We want everyone to be there. It is a community.
It really was a treat. And you get to mix and mingle with,
yes,
with the ranch hands and,
yes,
their families,
yes,
and their kids are around. And
that's true.
And then folks just from the general community, I don't care if you're wearing Reeboks. Get,
right,
down there and just hang out,
give
have a
dirt.
Good night, do something for a really, really good cause.
Yeah, it is. It's a good cause.
And how many years has this been going on, Greg?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that, but I think we're on 14, but don't hold me to that.
Nah, I won't hold you to it. That's okay. Again, grab your tickets at rideforthebrand.org. Get them online now, because if you get them early, You're going to get a little bit of a discount.
Yeah, you are. And kids 12 and under are free.
Which is
so
even better.
Bring the family.
For the whole evening.
Yes.
And, wow. Both evenings.
Yes.
Well, both events.
Yes.
And all of this happens at Norris Penrose.
It does happen at Norris Penrose.
Right down 8th Street. Not far from anything, actually. It's an easy trip on I-25 over 24 to 8th Street and a hop over on Rampart Range, right?
Yep. Just
right
hop
over there
over.
To the arena. Yeah. Wow, Greg, I had too many wows coming from me today, but you know, there's good reason for it. So, the idea here is plan this weekend. It's Friday the 2nd and Saturday the 3rd. It's the Ride for the Brand Ranch Hand Rodeo on Saturday, and on Friday, starting at 5 o'clock, it is the Bourbon Barbecue and Bands, all family friendly, very inexpensive, great food. Great people.
Yes.
Great exposure to a lifestyle that is alive and well, and your money goes to help those folks.
Yes, it does, for sure.
If one of them gets in trouble, if one of them gets hurt or somebody gets sick, that's what the Crisis Fund is all about.
Yep.
Mr. Budwine, thank you for spending a few minutes here.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me today.
KRDO's Business Connection. Appreciate you very much.
You bet.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection airs Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Catch us by podcast on demand 24/7, totally free at KRDO.com. Click the radio tab and select podcasts.